USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions across the country remain without power as a large winter storm has left nearly three-quarters of the United States covered in snow and dealing with record-low temperatures in many areas. At least 16 deaths have been attributed to the storm, with a strong tornado in Brunswick County, North Carolina, killing three people. Large areas of the Great Plains are under wind chill advisories, and winter weather advisories remain in effect from Maine down to New Mexico, as another system is expected to bring more snow and ice to the South, Midwest, and Northeast later this week. And a Democratic member of Congress has filed a lawsuit against former President Trump, accusing him of inciting the January 6th riots at the Capitol and conspiring with extremist groups to prevent the certification of the Electoral College vote. Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson's suit also names President Trump's former lawyer Rudy Giuliani, the Proud Boys, and the Oath Keepers as defendants in the suit. Thompson's lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. This is USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.